We go together like
peas and carrots.
The Peas and Carrots Podcast, sharing life from our piece of the vegetable patch. Brian and Kayla Sanders.
Welcome to the Peas and Carrots Podcast.
I'm Brian, also known as Carrots.
And I'm Kayla, also known as Peas.
Well, good to have you along this week. News that's up for us. Miss Kayla, you're fighting the auto pay.
Oh my gosh. This is definitely a first world problem, but I just have to say this. And somebody out there, please just feel me on this.
Okay, now all this, now this credit card expires Monday.
No, technically we have till the end of August, but okay. Why has society not made advancements with updating your credit card? In other words, you're keeping the exact same card number, but they're changing your expiration date.
You got
to
go in.
So I had to go in and write down all of our auto pay.
Uh-huh.
And now we have to reach out to these people and give them a new expiration date. Or I need to actually log in to several accounts. And
that's such a horrible ordeal.
I know. I get it. It's
your poor little fingers.
It's such a minor thing, but okay, you're doing it then.
My grandpa used to say, you know how you get bony fingers? Work them to the bone.
Oh, my gosh.
You're going to have bony fingers.
Okay.
But so it is, aggravating. No, it's just,
I feel like
but in I think it's some kind of security, well, probably. Some kind
get
of.
That, but come on. If it's something that I pay every single month, it feels like there should be an understanding between the vendor and the credit card company.
I love you every single month. Oh, the drama. I love you.
I'm being a little dramatic.
No, I admit wait. It. Everybody, if we had some sound effects, we'd insert them right here. You be dramatic.
Okay. You're cruising.
For a bruising?
Perhaps.
Okay.
Anyway, you've had a busy week.
What'd I do?
You're not a detail person.
Oh, my word. So, trying to book hotel in Rome, Italy, because we're going to spend 2 nights and 3 days there.
Mm-hmm.
And I did not know there were 25,000 hotels.
And half of them are already booked.
And half of them are already booked.
For next summer.
Because we're going June 2024. I had no idea.
Yeah.
And I spent a good number of hours researching hotels.
Reading reviews.
I'd have booking.com, Expedia, this other website, hotels.com. And then our travel agent was reaching out, and she was telling me to book directly through the hotel. Don't go through a third party. But we have a hotel.
You have succeeded.
We have succeeded. Yeah. We have a hotel. And
I got a kick out of watching you like go in the weeds on this.
And I was done.
Your eyes were crossed by the end.
I was done. It was fun. So
yeah,
there you go. And now I found us some tours we can take while we're there.
Mm-hmm.
I'm excited.
You love the planning phase. It's fun watching you do this.
Well, I'm excited about going too. That's going to be fun.
Oh, definitely.
It's going to be fun.
I have another confession.
Okay.
Besides being dramatic today. I've realized I'm not really a true weather junkie.
Yes, you are.
No, I may. Will this weather cooperate with my plans, diva? So I guess today I'm admitting
Stop.
I'm dramatic
no.
and I'm a diva. So I'm tracking hurricane patterns.
I feel like I should be in like this little confessional booth with you.
Yeah, I'm all into that.
You're all into it. So
tomorrow I will be admitting nothing, but today, enjoy it.
So you're not a weather junkie. You just want the world to cooperate according to your plans.
I didn't say it that way.
Here's what's written down on my piece of paper.
I said I want the weather to cooperate.
With my plans.
Yeah, okay. Maybe that's true. So, I know I'm not alone in this, but yeah.
Tracking hurricane patterns.
Yeah. Well, we have an upcoming beach trip, and I'm a little concerned. There's a lot of things happening in the waters in the Atlantic.
So I haven't looked a single time.
Well, I normally don't care. No, that's not true. I do care because I don't want hurricanes to hit people. Well, and yeah.
Aren't we like 2 weeks out from our trip?
We are. And there's all kind of stuff out in the.
So why are we worried about it now?
Well, there you go.
I mean.
Yeah. Anyway. So that's what's new in the life of peas and carrots.
Yeah. So now, before we go to the next segment, real quick, there's a story about hurricanes and beach trips. We did ride out a Category 1 hurricane.
We did.
At Myrtle Beach at the Hampton Inn on the beach.
On the beach.
We decided. We got bored being in the room. We said, well, we'll go to the mall.
Yeah. This was like 6 years ago. Yeah.
Y'all, every
the entire state of South Carolina,
Was in that
beach.
Mall.
Yeah.
Was in that mall. And we were like, we were there 10 minutes and said, no, we're going to go back to the room. It was a little too people-y for
but
us.
But then we passed a Mexican restaurant, so that took care of that.
Y'all, our vehicle.
It was the best meal.
Our vehicle cannot pass a Mexican restaurant without pausing and asking, would you like to stop? So, and usually the answer is,
sure.
Yeah, yeah, we're going to pull in there, have a little fajita.
It was good.
It was good stuff. If you've listened to the Peas and Carrots podcast, if you know Brian and Kayla, you know that our faith is a big part of our life. Mm-hmm. It's a huge part. For those of you who are listening who are not believers, our goal is not to alienate you. It isn't to make you feel like you're not part of this. We want to invite you in. We want to explain our story and why that's important to us.
Yeah.
Okay. So
this month, we will be focusing a lot on our origin story. We will have been married 30 years in August, and we've shared that. So we decided that we would take some time to kind of step back and share our story. Well, like you're saying, probably the most important story for us is our faith story. Mm. And it's the compass that kind of guides everything else. So, B, why don't you tell us about...
Yeah. My mom drugged me to church. I mean, handcuffed me to like gospel music. We had Christian music in the house. I remember there was a preacher named Daryl Branham, and I had to be 5 or 6. And we were at my Aunt Betty's church up in Sandusky, Ohio. And I remember him preaching on the prodigal son and our need of it. And I remember praying and asking Jesus to save me. Mm. I don't think I understood what I was doing, but I understand that. Now, I didn't go forward or anything like that. Years later, in high school, my parents gave me a Bible 1 year for my birthday. It's a very nice Bible. And a local pastor named Donnie Cox came by, and I was wanting to impress him. And I went and I got this Bible, and I said, do you see what my parents got me? And he says, but do you know what it's for? I've never forgotten that. Mm. And we're friends with that man's son and now Donnie Jr. and his wife. And I said, no, sir. I said, I'm going to read it. And he walked me through the Romans Road. And in that moment, I realized, it's probably 15 years old, I realized God is holy. I am not.
Mm.
I realized my great need of a Savior, that I'm a sinner, and that Jesus came to rescue me from my sin. He came to save me. He took on God's wrath so that I wouldn't have to. And so I placed my trust in Him, because that's the only place that I could find salvation, the only place I could find comfort. It's the only place that is the solution for my sin and my guilt and my shame. And that's how I, and immediately, it's crazy, the Bible began to open up to me, and I became enthralled with it. So that's how my faith journey began. Now, yours is a much different path.
Yeah, I grew up in, so for the first 10 years, basically, I lived in England. Church was not.
Spot of tea.
Church was not, and I would say it wasn't an event for us. We would go to Sunday school. That was normal. and then we'd leave. Christmas, Easter, sometimes we would be in church, but it wasn't like it is now where we are there every Sunday and we have community. We were moving to America. My mom had remarried and we were moving to America soon. So we were living in this small village and I would walk around. Just, I was a very curious child and I was like 9 years old and I would walk around checking out different parts of the village. Well, I met this lady outside this little church and she introduced herself and invited me to come. And so,
how old were you?
I was 9. And I would occasionally go to this church. I would go to Sunday school. And that, I think, is a defining moment as I look back. And we left from there. We moved to America. We were in Alexandria, Louisiana, settled in a church because my stepdad's mom made clear that his family needed to be raised in church. And so we started attending a Baptist church. And we went through the same thing. And I don't want to criticize this, but there was this bent towards just an evangelical approach that everyone needs to be saved and they need to say the sinner's prayer and, you know, without Christ, you're banished to hell and all this stuff. And so there was a lot of pressure to pray this prayer and ask God to come into your heart. And I'm not taking anything away from that because for some people, that is a very genuine part of their testimony. But I did it because I felt the pressure to. I was about 10 years old, and here I am going to church every week and realizing that I'm different from some of the other kids in the Sunday school class. They know all the answers to the questions because they've been in church since they were knee-high to a grasshopper, and I don't know the answers. So I start reading my children's Bible story book cover to cover, and I'm fascinated by these stories that I'm reading. But it's still just a rote experience for me at this point. I'm going, I'm checking the box. And then our music minister and I think maybe the associate pastor was with him. Anyway, I know it was Brother Ray, came to our house to sit down and talk with my mom because he had heard that she had questions. And he sat with her, and I will never forget this, for hours. Y'all, you have to realize my mom is one of the smartest people you will ever meet. But she has to be able to connect the dots. And she had a lot of...
I know somebody else just like
a little
her.
Bit like that. And I remember watching my mom peppering him with questions and doubts and pushback. And then I remember watching my mom surrender to Christ. And then our home started to change.
Some Kleenex right there.
And I saw, sorry, y'all, I didn't know this was going to happen. I saw ways that God was working in her. And so keep going to church, starting to embrace that perhaps this is something that is real and that I'm starting to see how God is something that is not just a children's Bible story. So then I go to youth camp and I make a genuine confession that I want to live for Christ. I want to make choices that honor Him. But then the defining moment, you will know this, is you and I had been married probably 2 years. And we were going through a theology study together, and you came into, I had chosen to go and sprawl out on the bed and read for the study that week. And I was a wreck because for the first time in my life, I came to the understanding
of grace.
I did not choose God. He chose me. And there was nothing I could add. There was nothing. There was no box that I needed to check. There was no thing that I needed. And I was that kid that I was the good kid. I was going to make the good choices for the most part. My mom would probably have some pushback on that, and that's okay. But I was that child that if I could earn favor, if I could do enough, if I could be enough. And I think for several years in my teenage years, I tried to be that way with Christ, that, okay, I'm a good kid. I didn't drink. I didn't smoke. I didn't do this. I didn't do that. But something was missing because I was still in control. I still felt like I was the one holding the cards and saying, okay, God, I'm going to deal this one, and then you're going to do this, and I'm going to do this, and you're going to do that. And then this moment where it just all came crashing down and I realized it's nothing you've done. It's nothing you will ever do.
He simply loves you.
He simply loves me. And because of that, he chose to create a path to where I could have access to him through his son. And so I can say now at this age, that is the defining moment. Now, some people can tell you the day, the hour, the time. I don't remember that, and I'm okay with that. I remember that moment where something in my heart deeply seated that, okay, God, I surrender. I give it to you. Does that mean we are perfect people?
No.
No.
By far, no.
No.
Our need of grace is as great today as it was the day we first met him. Let me say this to anybody who's listening. You're like, well, I don't believe, you know, in this Noah story. I don't believe in this over here. I don't believe. Listen, start here. There's a sin problem. God's holy. You're not.
Yeah.
That's where you got to start. Okay. And he sent Jesus to be your atonement, to be the solution. Jesus lived a perfect life because we couldn't. That pleased God. And now, whenever we come to him in faith, God doesn't see our sin. He sees the righteousness of Jesus. And so we put our trust in that. That's all I'm... And so listen, if you have questions about any of this, you can email us, talk to us. Just go to our website, peasandcarrotspodcast.com. And just click contact, and you can email us, and we will be willing to even chat with you about this. But understand this. He loves you, he cares for you, and he wants to save you. Understand that.
And if you are one of these who is skeptical, or you've been deeply hurt by, and I'm doing air quotes here, the church, I want to say a couple of things to you. We are flawed humans. We get it wrong a lot.
Yeah.
We make the mistake through history. You can look back. The bottom line is it's Jesus plus nothing.
Amen.
If anyone is making you believe that you have to do this, 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 and this to measure up, it's not true. If you are being left to feel that because of the choices you are making or the choices you have made, that you're beyond rescue, it's not true.
It's Jesus plus nothing. It's just
And
him.
If you are disappointed in the church, please stop looking to her and just look to him because he is the only perfect and anything else is not going to measure up. He is the one consistent that B and I have found. There have been a lot of things that have fallen aside or changed or disappointed or just we've disappointed or fallen short, but he has not. And here we sit 30 years in.
He's been faithful.
And he has been faithful. He has been loving. He has disciplined when he needed to.
Yeah.
But we can sit here and we could spend hours telling you of ways that God has, he's the center of everything and always has been.
And like she said, we're not perfect. We do not follow him perfectly. But I want to say this, that his mercies are new every single morning and he's there to catch you. I just invite you to just simply cast yourself on him because he is good and he is kind.
So we're going to play a quick game here.
Oh, I like that. We got Yahtzee?
No, no dice.
Oh.
This is called More or Less.
Cards, More or Less.
More or Less.
More or Less. Okay.
Right. We're going to do some quick hits here.
Okay.
And if you feel like, I mean, you might need to give just a tiny bit of explanation, but yeah.
Okay.
So, for example, more being in the moment, less doing.
Mm. What do you mean by that?
Just being okay with being still and truly being present in a memory-making moment or with people. Mm. More Mary, less Martha. There we go.
To tag on that, I would encourage people to be in the moment with, like, put your phone down when you're on vacation and be in that moment.
Exactly. Yeah.
Okay. For me, I would say more quiet and less noise. Like, I'll get home. I won't even turn on the TV. I'll sit down, and I'm reading a book right now about what all the different presidents would eat. I know. It's just I'm a nerd. So it's called Dinner with the Presidents. So – and for me, that quiets. Here's the reason why is because when I'm watching television, my brain can still think about other stuff. When I'm reading a book, it has to focus on that. It only has to, so it kind of quiets the brain for me.
Yeah. More embracing and less pushing away.
Can I ask a question?
Yes.
Who or what am I embracing? I'm not a big hug guy. If it's you, I'm down for it.
Your next one makes me laugh.
Okay. More ice cream, less kale. I want to address your best friend, Wanda, mm-hmm. who loves kale. Mm-hmm. Wanda, you're wrong.
She loves ice cream, too.
We're not talking about, but ice cream is a gift from God. Mm. I mean, okay. If I'd have been an Israelite wandering the desert and woke up every day to cookies and cream ice cream, he could have left me out there for 100 years. I'd have been fine.
And if he'd left you kale and that's all
no,
you had,
I'd go
you
back to Egypt. I would have gone back to Egypt because at least they got meat.
Okay. More seeing, less being seen.
Something got said there. Mm-hmm. See other people. Mm. Don't make it about yourself. More kindness, less rage. More kindness, less anger. So I'm going to say, I don't want to expound on that. If you know, you know.
More listening, less talking.
Well, on that, I'm just going to be quiet the rest of the podcast.
Okay.
More doers and less complainers.
Ooh.
I have a rule in PAR.
Yes, you do. If you bring Brian a...
an idea.
...problem, you better have a solution as well.
That's number one rule. Number two... that if you have an idea, you're responsible to get it done.
Yep.
So.
More thriving, less surviving.
Hmm. So that's a big one. And let me say this. I agree with that 100% because I want to thrive. But you're going to have days where the best you can do is get by.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah.
And so she isn't trying. So I just want to.
No, I'm not saying hustle, hustle, hustle. I'm just saying.
Live.
Live, and when you know you need to, do the work.
There you go. That's true. More reading and less viewing. Already said that. Get off my... But now I am addicted to this New York Times puzzle app I got, and I'm working new...
Which is comical. You ask me all these questions.
So, yeah, I'm always doing these little crossword puzzles. And I like to know, how do these people know all these words?
They do crossword
puzzles. I don't understand. Yeah. I cheat and go to Google.
So. There we go. So, yeah, just a few more or less.
More or less.
Few things for us to all chew on.
I would say.
And apparently we can ask some former presidents about that.
Well, it's a book, Dinner with the Presidents. It's written by a famous chef, and it's pretty amazing.
All right.
At Lincoln's second inaugural, I'll insert a little story here.
Here we go. See, I did this, y'all. I opened the door.
At Lincoln's second inaugural, they had a dinner that night at the White House. It's where like hundreds and thousands, okay, people could come. And the tables were set. It was beautiful. They opened the doors. People ransacked the joint. They stole entire turkeys.
What?
They stole chickens. They would take a fork off the table and like stab bread, walk out with a loaf of bread. and the White House had food all over it. The floors became sticky.
Oh, my gosh.
And there was hardly anything left for the president and Mary Todd to eat because people hauled out entire turkeys that had been cooked. They walked
all right then.
So it was a mess.
Wow. So
it was crazy.
Well, here we are.
And he didn't like food that much. He would eat an apple or a cracker and a piece of cheese for lunch. What's wrong with him?
Okay. Well,
when I'm finishing breakfast, I'm planning lunch, okay?
Well, we don't have turkeys or chickens, but we do have a mug.
We do.
So if you would like to win a mug, sorry to disappoint, it does not come with a turkey or a chicken. Just go to our website, look for the trivia button.
That's right.
And click that. And what is the website?
Peasandcarrotspodcast.com. That's peasandcarrotspodcast.com. But you have to answer a question.
Where are B&K going next June?
I hope it's not as hot next June as
Well, strap in.
Anyway, hey, thanks for listening. You can search the Peas and Carrots Podcast wherever you get your podcast, or visit our website at peasandcarrotspodcast.com. When you do, don't forget to subscribe to the podcast.
And you can follow us on Facebook and Instagram. Just search for the Peas and Carrots Podcast.
One last thing. We have some dear friends who are part of the Positive Alternative Radio family. And go check out their podcast. It's called Quirks, Bumps, and Bruises.
Yes.
You will enjoy Melody and Candy. Great podcast.
For more about the Peas and Carrots Podcast and to reach out to Brian and Kayla, visit peasandcarrotspodcast.com.